This is Brenda. Based on the testimony received and after a further review, the department would recommend just a couple of changes, and we think we can do this at the department level. Recommends adding a clarifying step to the calculation under Section 7.3D. Again, that's for clarification purposes of the formula that's already there. The department would also recommend updating the bed knee numbers for 2012, and the commission would need to develop the base year for child adolescent beds based on the most recent data available to the department, the effective date of the new bed knee numbers, as well as the planning year for the bed knee numbers. Now, a side note, if you've read the report that I gave you, is that right now the numbers from the Department of Management and Budget are not available, and that's what's required in the standards. We are actively working on that. So what we would ask the commission is, if you accept our recommendation, is just in the generic sense, and that's why I worded it this way, that it would be for the information available to the department. From that point, then we can identify what the base year and planning year is once we get that, are able to get that data. So we would also suggest adding language for relocation of beds, somewhat similar to what's in the nursing home bed standards and hospital bed standards. Currently, there is not relocation language in the psychiatric bed standards. And again, the different technical changes to streamline consistent with the other CON review standards. And then we would present the proposed language at a future meeting.
So this is Fallahy. So, Brenda, you're not recommending a SAC or a work group per se at all, right?
This is Brenda, not based on the testimony that was received through the public hearing.
Okay. Thank you. Questions of Brenda before we open it up for public comment? All right. First, Alex Luval.
Good afternoon, Commission. Congratulations, Mr. Blankney and Ms. Bhattacharya. Two good people for some tough jobs, but they can do it. I'll be real brief. I represent Acadia Healthcare, Pioneer Behavioral Health. We have a hospital in Michigan, Harbor Oaks Hospital. It's a 41-bed facility, psychiatric. And we would like to propose a standard advisory committee to look at the calculation for average daily occupancy. I just heard Ms. Rogers, and I'm maybe redundant in this request, but average daily occupancy, as you know, is really impacted by acuity, by gender placement in the hospital, seasonal activity with children for the child and adolescent populations. We find our child adolescent unit influenced by the end of school year, and so when we try and calculate a average daily occupancy for high occupancy consideration, sometimes it's tough to make the 75%. On the second bullet, we would like to talk about relocation. And I'm not sure what the recommendation from the department will be on relocation. I just heard that mentioned. So that's it in a nutshell. Often we have, depending on our gender population, we find ourselves not being able to use a room fully if we have two beds or three beds in the room, and we have all males on the adult unit, for example. We can't accommodate any more females on the unit. So we have things that happen in the hospital on a daily basis based on admission and discharge, that flexibility and nimbleness to increase the ability to provide access in the region would be very helpful. And we think a committee to look at some of these standards is appropriate. Thank you.
Commissioner Sandler.
Where is your facility, please?
23 Mile Road, Macomb County.
Okay.
We're the only child adolescent unit in Macomb County.
What number of beds do you have?
16 child adolescent.
Okay. Thank you. And does that tend to have to be filled more frequently than your adult?
That stays pretty much full.
Okay.
And then you have the challenge, more so now than ever before, between keeping children and adolescents somewhat separate within the unit itself.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Any questions?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite understand, Commissioner Hughes. It's your last bullet point. You want to have more flexibility to switch, relocate within
yeah,
planning areas.
Yeah, for example, and one thing I didn't mention, I'll answer your question quickly. Regulation, we certainly support. We're in 24 states, and in the several states where there is no CON requirement, it makes for a hectic operation all the way around. So regulation is good. But on the relocation within the planning areas, when we created the HSA versus the counties, I think what we set up was geographically challenging. So you wind up with beds on one side of the planning area available, but in terms of mileage and the ability to get there, remember we're subacute, we're the emergency operation for psychiatric needs. It's greater than a 30-mile, 30-minute access capability. I don't think I answered your question as clearly as you needed it.
I guess I was probably taking a negative spin to it, like some places have tried to close in areas where maybe financially it's not a good place to be to go open up a place in another place where they feel they can find more payers, but there's not really a need there, and I guess I was just trying to determine if that
yeah,
was...
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the census for 2000, it projects that close to, for example, in Wayne County, 45% of that county will be under some form of mental health needs in the coming future, and if you're over-bedded in your region and you can't create more beds, it tends to be a problem. But moving a hospital, if you do that, you have to start all over with your CON process, I believe. And some of those things we just want to be able to look at because we want to increase our businesses in Michigan. And so we're just looking for anything that will help us in that ability and anything that helps access to services.
Commissioner Cowling.
Commissioner Cowling, if I can add some information to this discussion, and I appreciate very much the speaker's comments and the work that you do in terms of providing access for mental health care, especially for pediatric and adolescent patients in the state, because for those people that are present that don't know my background, I am currently a full-time clinical emergency physician in Saginaw. And I can tell you just anecdotally, placing pediatric mental health patients is a huge problem in the state of Michigan. And as we move forward and we have further discussion about this topic, whatever we can do with respect to making it easier to find available spots to put these kids will hugely impact the utilization of resources that we have in the department. Our mental health workers spend hours on the phone trying to call places to find open slots for these kids. One of my partners recently had a 10-year-old that was out of control that had broken a bottle in the back seat of his car and threatened his mother with other kids in the car while she was driving. Required, once he arrived in our department, 4-point restraints to be able to get him under control before we could pharmacologically sedate him. It took those mental health workers probably 18 hours to exhaust all of the open beds in the state of Michigan and still found no place to put him.
That's very correct, and especially in the younger adult population, a lot of these individuals remain in ERs, and of course they run into EMTALA problems and everything else, so we work in conjunction with them, but 16 beds, we hit it right away, and then they wind up in some kind of holding pattern without receiving the care they need for their acute behavior.
correct. And so I guess I would just encourage that as we think about doing whatever to bed relocation and anything, to look at the need that we have, because we essentially usually on a regular basis have to transport these children far distances away from their home because of access. So I applaud what you do, and I appreciate you being here to share your insights.
Thank you.
Other questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Commissioner Cowling, I take it you'd contrast that with other facilities that have come before us over the years that are in a hospital, as Mr. Hughes talked about, that want to relocate to a different area because it might be a better area for patients. Is that a different scenario than the situation you were talking about with mental health needs?
Essentially, the crisis is so bad that we literally have to buy ambulance now. This ties up an ambulance for hours as well. Have to ship these children sometimes 3 hours away to find placement for them. So it makes it inconvenient to the family. And obviously, my concern is that there's many, this is a multifactorial problem, but what ties up our crisis workers for hours on the phone is a huge issue. And if there's any way, as the state moves forward in this digital age, of implementing any kind of a computer system that where beds could be made available that would be on a database so that you could log in and see what's available out there, I think that would be a huge, you know, improvement in terms of the overall system, because right now they don't have any way of knowing who's got open sites.
Thank you.
There's no central clearing.
Next, Andy Ball from BCA Stonecrest. And then I have one other card after that.
Hi, my name's Andy Ball from Cater Davis & Associates, and I'm speaking on behalf of Behavioral Centers of America. BCA Stonecrest is a 90-bed freestanding specialty and long-term care hospital in Detroit that offers inpatient mental health programs for adolescents, adults, and geriatric populations. BCA supports the department's recommendations to review, update, and modify the CON review standards for psychiatric beds and services. However, BCA believes that such an undertaking should be taken in an open format, such as a work group, that involves all those stakeholders who have an interest in participating. In this way, we can more appropriately and efficiently address these issues. And not to reiterate everything Mr. Duval said, but some of the key issues that BCA are concerned about are the existing planning areas being defined as a whole HSA. They don't know whether this... Their belief is that it's kind of an inadequate way to look at the diverse trends in mental health that occur within such a large area. Secondly, they'd like to see an examination of the current bed need, average occupancy rates, and the high occupancy provisions, and specifically that issue on the pediatric. They've got, I think it's a 16-bed pediatric unit, and they often have to send, even though they've got adult beds available and the resources to staff the pediatric patients, the pediatric and the adolescent patients have to drive past them for some distance. And, you know, in the case of the pediatrics and the adolescent, the families are generally very involved in their care and they're on a daily basis. So that's, you know, quite an inconvenience and kind of a waste of existing resources. And then finally, not that they have an interest particularly in relocation or replacement, but just being able to be involved in that discussion if we're coming up with recommendations. So really exactly kind of emphasizing what the department would like, but just in a more open format.
So, thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions? Thank you very much. Last, Karen.
We're almost done, and we're only, 15 minutes late, so that's good. I'm happy to offer comments on behalf of Henry Ford Health System for psychiatric bed standard recommendations. As you may or may not know, Henry Ford is one of the largest providers of behavioral health services in Southeast Michigan. We have 277 inpatient beds in that Tri-County area, which is about almost 25% of the whole inpatient licensed beds that there are at three locations, 136 licensed beds at Kingswood, 30 of those are child adolescent beds and the other are adult beds. Wyandotte Hospital has 56 licensed beds, and Henry Ford Macomb Mount Clemens has 85 beds. There's three items that we would like to have either a SAC or a work group recommended by the commission. First of all, the current standards require specific bed licenses for adults and adolescents. And going to Dr. Colling's comments, we suggest that hospital beds are not set up that way. There's no differentiation between it must be a child in a child bed or an adult in an adult bed. And if you looked at that and removed those barriers, it would be a lot easier to place patients in beds as opposed to a child or an adult. I have, when talking to our stakeholders at Henry Ford, they're seeing the same sorts of backups in the ED trying to place these patients, especially children, and they're staying in the ED, sometimes 24, 48 hours, taking up vital ED resources and yet not giving the correct care to that adolescent or child patient. So standardization across the hospital beds for child and adult beds, removing that would be our suggestion, and hopefully we can take that up at a SAC or a work group. Secondly, we support the department's recommendation to add language as it relates to relocation of beds to facilities within planning areas consistent with other CON review standards. There's no current provisions to relocate beds in the same planning area. And so we want to have that discussion. And finally, we want to look at the high occupancy rule. Once again, based on that whole child adolescent issue, there's peaks and valleys in that in those occupancies. And so getting to a 24-month period at a 75 or 80% occupancy is difficult due to those peaks and valleys. So we suggest, maybe eliminating the child or adult designation or shortening that period of occupancy in that calculation to maybe 12 months.
Questions?
I have a question, Commissioner Goldman. We have heard testimony that really revolves around some changes to the existing standards because of access issues. Seems to me that we have a couple of different ways to approach that. One way is the way the department suggested, which is that they provide language to us for our consideration. In doing that, they certainly can hear from people like you and other folks in the community, and you can make suggestions to them. So that's one approach. A slightly more formal approach is our forming a work group to give you a forum where you sit down and make those suggestions. Still make them now. And then even more formal than that is a strategic advisor, a SAC, where you could nominate members. We could determine the membership of the SAC. The SAC has 6 months to do its work. There would be a charge to the SAC. There would be some discussion about what of the testimony we heard today would be included in the charge. And so I guess my question to you is, do you think that the informal process of being able to talk to the department is insufficient? That would lead me to thinking more seriously about work groups or SACs.
Yes, I believe that at this point, because there's at least three issues here that need to be vetted, that we need at minimum a work group to be able to vet these issues and get input from other stakeholders.
Other commissioner questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Commissioner Sandler?
Yeah, I'm seeing a number of very important issues, and the business are going from child to adult, the lack of flexibility of going from child to adult. It's become a big problem in the Henry Ford system, similar to what you said. And therefore, the recommendation would be that we have my motion is that a work group be formed, and don't mean to go against the department recommendations. I think this could be done in one or two work groups, one or two meetings, and this would be something that would allow everybody to participate and would make it clear I have a small vested interest in this, since this is slightly in my genes. My late father was a psychiatrist, so I am sensitive to these concerns about people desperately needing psychiatric care.
Okay. Thank you. So there's a motion on the floor. Is there a second for that motion?
Commissioner Goldman, I'll second.
Discussion of the motion?
Just to make sure I understand, so it's either this work group or having them come back to us with recommendations. Is that what it comes down to?
Commissioner Hughes asked if in the alternative, it's either a work group or having the department come back with language. I guess depending on whether the motion passes or not, one other option is a full-blown SAC as well. There's another potential. Those are the three out there that I see, Commissioner Hughes. Right. Okay. Other questions about the motion?
Excuse me.
Yeah. Scott? I'm sorry. Oops.
Hi.
Joette?
I wanted to comment here about, this is Joette Lesure. I'm from the actual program evaluation section, and I review the psych beds. And what I wanted to say is that the licensing of adult and children beds is not done by CON. It's done by, it used to be Ken Longington's unit, which is mental health. And they have specific regulations for child and adult beds, which is different than ours. So if you're saying moving adult beds and children beds in together, that's not our regulations.
Is that under Mr. Horvath now?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. Wouldn't it be fun to have him testify in front of this group? Thank you, Joette.
Do you have any questions for Joette?
All right. There's a motion on the floor. Any questions about the motion?
So just to clarify.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Clarification then. So, yes, Commissioner Cowling, if based under state statute, this cannot be done, then is the work group, essentially, I'm just trying to clarify then, if we're saying that this, what the work group would potentially be working at then, is mute then?
No.
There are still, you may go up, but there are still other issues that the work group would consider, separate and apart from this, the licensure issue. But I think to the extent that there were strong opinions within the work group about the licensure issue, that is definitely something that we could pass on to the other department to say, look at your rules because of the clinical issues that you raised and you know from a personal experience when you're there in the ED.
Yes. Okay, and I guess I just wanted to add that...
Might you identify yourself, please, for the record?
Karen Kippen, Henry Ford. Thank you, Joette, for bringing that to my attention. And correct me if I'm wrong, but can't there be some built-in flexibility if you have a pool of beds that, say, is 100 beds that you could move between adult and children as a pool? I'm not suggesting you put adults and children in one area. So some flexibility as opposed to what we have now where you only have designated beds and the other issues that I've brought up for the work group.
Commissioner Colley, my answer is there are other issues to go to a work group, not just this bed back and forth issue. But I think it's something that, if there's a sincere interest in this issue, it's something we can definitely raise with the other department in the state that handles the licensing. Thank you. Any other? Mr. Meeker is raising his hand. I will let him come up for 1 minute. It had better be good.
Bob Meeker, Spectrum Health. I hadn't planned on commenting on psych, and I told my associate that I didn't dare come up again, but I'm daring. This very same issue about problems in the emergency department has occurred in our the emergency department in our new children's hospital, and we've had a real problem with that. I would submit that